I'm getting deja vu about feeling deja vu. Aren't you?
I'm Dara Brown, and we have breaking news out of Las Vegas, where there is an active shooting scene on the Las Vegas Strip. According to Las Vegas PD, we do have reports now that two people are dead.
In the first couple of news cycles, we saw the same arc of coverage we've seen before, the same unnamed law enforcement sources with the same speculations. And we've also made the same observations about it many, many times before.
It's believed that whoever this gunman is, a man in his 50s who is carrying three weapons, a handgun, a shotgun, and an assault rifle.
Wrong about his age, wrong about the assault rifle.
Earlier today, some media outlets were tweeting out that the shooter was a man named Raleigh Chance.
Now that is dangerously wrong. That was from our coverage of mass murder at the Washington Navy Yard, where a lone gunman fatally shot 12 and wounded 8 back in September 2013. In fact, that mass shooting inspired the first in what has since become a series of breaking news consumers' handbooks, single sheets of bullet points that identify the usual mistakes and narrative biases that mar the coverage of all kinds of recurring events, ranging from mass shootings to plane crashes to hurricanes to epidemics to elections to coups. But it seems that the first one on mass shootings made the biggest impression because it's reached millions of people and been translated into a heap of languages. Of course, with each new abomination, we can tweak and refine those bullet points, and the time seemed ripe because this was, after all,
the deadliest mass shooting in modern U.S. history.
The most deadly mass shooting in recent American history.
The deadliest mass shooting in American history. More than 50 dead.
So what's that really mean? Aside from the fact that Monday's total of 58 dead beats the 49 killed in an Orlando LGBT nightclub 16 months ago, or the 14 killed in San Bernardino the year before that, or the 26 killed at Sandy Hook Elementary School 3 years earlier, or the 32 dead at Virginia Tech 10 years ago. How does the Las Vegas death toll speak to the fact that America's gun homicide rate is 25 times the average of other high-income countries? Endlessly repeating that this is a new high in mass shooting death tolls makes the event seem not only tragically horrific, which it is, but also truly exceptional, which it isn't. But at least that's based on fact. In the first few hours, much of what even respectable media report is speculation. For instance, in these cases, not in what plainly are coordinated terrorist attacks, for which we have a different handbook, but in mass shootings, there's almost never a second shooter, but there is almost always a search for one.
They confirm that one shooter is down, but they say one shooter, which indicates that there may be a second or even more.
Police now searching for this woman right here, Mary Lou Danley, described as the roommate of the shooter who has not yet.
They've made it clear that they have no idea whether she played any role in the shooting, but because she is the roommate, they definitely want to try to find her.
So misidentification of people, usually of victims, of perpetrators, very consistent.
For our first handbook, we spoke to Craig Silverman, now of BuzzFeed, who tracked media mistakes and rumors with dogged persistence.
We'll often see mistaken numbers in terms of the number of victims. Sometimes location is incorrect, where something originated, where something is happening now. Mistakes also related to images. So fake images that are portrayed as real, or images that were taken previously and sort of find their way to be presented as if they're new.
You saw that, right? On Twitter? Photos of so-called suspects with names attached, snapshots of so-called missing family members drawn from the news or Snapchat or porn sites. Many seem to be posted by socially stunted adolescents, but that's just speculation. And of course, there's the fake stuff either accidentally or purposely disseminated by the far-right-wing media. Far-right sleuths on 4chan cooked up the theory that the shooter was actually Gary Danley, a man who may have been married to the actual shooter's roommate, Mary Lou Danley. The pro-Trump blog Gateway Pundit picked up the rumors and ran the headline, "Las Vegas shooter reportedly a Democrat who likes Rachel Maddow, MoveOn.org, and associated with anti-Trump army." And here's Alex Jones from InfoWars.
The left in mass is celebrating the attacks, just like they celebrated Texas being flooded, saying it was all white supremacists from Charlie.
Which inevitably brings us to politics. Partisan politics and the politics of race and guns. When the gunman is a white male from the neighborhood, he's a local who probably went loco. The community of white males is not tainted by the association. Terrorism is not seriously entertained, even as speculation, even if ISIS claims responsibility, which it does for nearly everything these days. But lone black nuts, lone Muslim nuts, their neighborhoods don't get a pass. That said, times like these are said to transcend politics, or at least for those politicians who would prefer to leave unexamined the potential consequences of their policies. Most likely some of the same people who voted to bar funds that would enable the Centers for Disease Control to study gun violence. But this is not the time for politicking.
Hillary Clinton has already tweeted several times about the NRA, and they're politicizing this while people are still in surgery and dying. Right now, let's allow people to get out of crisis and make sense of this picture.
This isn't a time for us to go after individuals or organizations. I think that we can have those policy conversations, but today is not that day.
No, this is the time for anodyne statements that do nothing other than check a politician's empathy box.
We are now hearing from President Trump just a matter of minutes ago, tweeting, "My warmest condolences and sympathies to the victims and families of the terrible Las Vegas shooting. God bless you."
Vice President Pence also put out a statement, "The hearts and prayers of the American people are with you. You have our condolences and sympathies."
Worse than meaningless, because no one expects action anymore. If the slaughter of babies at Sandy Hook didn't do it, it seems nothing will. Meanwhile, though one could argue that now is not the time, this week the House could pass legislation that would roll back restrictions on gun silencers, which critics say would make it harder in a mass shooting to detect where the gunfire's coming from. And sometimes that direction is very hard to find, which costs more lives. They only found the Las Vegas gunman because his repeated smoky blasts from a hotel room on the 32nd floor set off the fire alarms.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.